White Ella. White Mabel. San Diego, California, circa November 18th, 1904. Ella May White and Mabel White. I wrote you a couple of pages yesterday. The weather is good, and if we had showers, this climate would be very greatly improved. Our workman is now digging A, well, and curbs, as he goes on with his work. I tell you, it seemed rather perilous as he was let down with a windlass 75 feet. He thinks he must go 10 feet deeper. We think there will be plenty of water, fresh, sweet, and pure. The workers are urging themselves from point to point of the work as rapidly as possible. This is a large, well-arranged house and a sanitarium that in many respects is perfect. The treatment rooms are in need of some improvements. The parlor is a good-sized, pleasant room with open doors into a second parlor dining room, sufficiently ample for all the tables needed for a long time. The room which I occupy is one of the best on this floor. The one Sister Gotzian occupies is above mine, third story, of same size and convenience. Bedrooms all made convenient. Marble washbowls in nearly all the rooms in the house. Pipes connected. I cannot give all particulars. I am sick. Taken sick last week with severe cold several days ago and have coughed a great deal. My lungs seem to be congested, but the throat is the worst. I am sorry because the people could not hear me speak last Sabbath and Sunday. They were so earnest that I rode 6 miles to San Diego Sunday, but my throat was so congested I could not have voice to speak but 20 minutes. I am coughing and raising phlegm, and the Lord has graciously sustained me. Your father is in council meetings daily. It means much to start up with preparation for new building. It is partially now furnished. I have wished myself at home many times, but dared not go. We will go back next Sabbath and Sunday to Los Angeles and see about the preparations that shall be required for that sanitarium. It is some larger than this one and is well located. Everything seems to be satisfactory. It is now having the treatment rooms by carrying up, building on one end, and extra, going up 3 stories. There are already set a couple of bathtubs in each story. These will be arranged in the new rooms of the building. One very convenient matter is that the railway comes very nigh the building, which carfare is only 10 cents a passage to Los Angeles. This building, in the providence of God, was purchased for $12,000. The price was much larger, dare not state precisely. In margin, tell particularly. Your father, Sister Gotzian, Brother Ballinger, left for blank to see if he could borrow some money. November 23rd. Your father returned last night. We have found an earnest working company hard at work fitting up the house, painting, calcimining, and painting while there is a party at work all the time in the pumping plant building. They have gone down, down, many feet, 90 feet, they go 10 more. But yesterday evening, Brother Palmer came in my room saying, "You will be glad to hear that there is a large vein of water struck." They had to work patiently to get through the clay. Then they struck the gravel again, but left all their tools as usual in the well. November 24th, 1904. Dear children, your father has returned from blank. He has received, for the sanitarium, 2 excellent cows and hens for the sanitarium, and there was collected $600 in gifts to help furnish the sanitarium. This is good thus far, but shall need more gifts and shall, I think, obtain more. Your father is working with all his capabilities, and that is why he has neglected to write you. I believe we shall see this sanitarium prosper. I would be pleased to see Mabel in a position here. Brother and Sister Palmer will be pleased to have you here in some position of trust. There are nice conveniences, and I think the climate would suit you, Mabel, excellently well. I wish you could be here while we are here, but engage yourself to no nursing. We will have matters all fixed up. The stairs to the second and third stories are very easy of ascent. But about the well,
Early in the morning of the 23rd, Brother Palmer came to my room in company with your father and told us there was 15 feet of water. This morning, the 24th, there is 20 feet of water and their tools at the bottom of the well. I cannot express to you how very glad we all are made. There is plenty of water for all purposes. This cannot be estimated by gold or by silver. Water means life, and it is impossible to estimate it. They wish to go down 10 feet more, and their water plant, with the very best machinery and with larger pipe, may lessen the measure.
They want to make everything the very best possible for the future. This means that our orange trees, few although they be, may be saved. The Lord has answered all our expectations, and we shall have reason for thanksgiving two wells. The one at the first has never failed, but we dared not use the water to nourish the olive trees, orange and lemon trees, and now we feel we can supply every emergency. I want to praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. I must now close this long letter. You will hear from your father soon, and then something definite will be determined. We want Mabel to take right hold here. Ella May is to fill her lot and place. You must both be of good courage in the Lord. Can you tell us how much money was raised upon the contribution day? We hope something was done. Your father will remain here to get things settled until the middle of next week. There are arrangements to be made. There are plans to be talked up. And then it may be the middle of next week before we start on our way for Los Angeles. And we may have to remain there some days, but we hope not long. I close my letter now with the intelligence that Clarence Chrysler, who has been engaged 3 years to a lady working in the Review and Herald, will be united in marriage this evening. He seems rather confused. It is such a new experience to him that he seems almost dazed. Your father will perform the service. Good night, children. You will hear from your father very soon. Now they are talking over future plans.